Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu has narrated a hadith that I once heard, or once I requested Nabi al-Kareem Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the hereafter your intercession, your shifa'at, that who will be the one who takes most benefit from your intercession in the hereafter, on the Day of Judgment? What a big question. What a big question. And how important is this question? And we can see from this question and the response that the importance of this in the hadith, it stated that when Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu put this request forward, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that Abu Huraira, such a big question you have asked, a massive question, an important question, that by listening to your question that I understand and I have understood that I knew that no one apart from you could ask this question. What a great statement. Yani, what a big, you can say, secret, or that knowledge that was concealed or hidden, that Rasulullah said that you have that desire, or the fikr, the worry for the akhirah, and I see this, that worry. And the Hazrat Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu was always there, and Rasulullah said that I see that verily that your desire, your concern for thereafter will make you ask this question, that you will ask me that question which is very big and significant. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This is a big reward for a person, that he will get the shifa, the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will be the most beneficial at that time. He will benefit the most from the shifa. This is the question. Who will be that person? So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will give you the answer for this question, that in the akhirah, the person who will benefit most from my intercession will be that individual who says La ilaha illallah mostly and in abundance, the most high quantity. MashaAllah, dhikr of Allah. My brothers, this is the remembrance of Allah. We have the desire, we have the intention, but we should think here that Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful path, a brilliant path. Allah Ta'ala says, grab hold of the dhikr of Allah. You will have success upon success upon success. Dhikr of Allah is such an action that it is not something that will lead to being unsuccessful. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullah alayh, great pious elder, we know his maqam, he had a great maqam in hadith, in the hadith field. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullah alayh. And if we see what he has stated, that shall I tell you the conclusion, the, you can say, the summary, or the key summary of the Qur'an, subhanAllah. He has written so much on the commentary of hadith, and imagine his Qur'an, imagine his knowledge, his tafaseer, his commentary. He's saying, shall I tell you the summary, the key points from the Qur'an? He says, what I've understood, he said, the maqsad of the Qur'an and the hadith, the objective is that we become successful in the hereafter. We get to the hereafter successful. This is our objective. The Quran didn't come to tell us about stories or to extract other things. No, this is not the purpose of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, I have told you, I've given you guidance, a framework, purpose of life, objective, the deeds you must perform, how to enlighten your hereafter, how to be guided, etc. So Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Alhamdulillah said, if I look at the whole of the Quran and the verses and I collect and I gather and I analyze and I take a conclusion, the conclusion I reach, I'll give you one word, he said. Mullah Ali Qari Alhamdulillah, he said, what is that word? That the whole Quran, what I understand, that Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, do it in abundance. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah is not some insignificant personality in the history of Islam, authority of Islam. He said, do dhikr in abundance and do shukr of Allah. Be grateful to Allah. And then for both of these things, keep on doing dua, prayer, supplication, request to Allah. Beautiful statement. He said that only a person who understands this can get to the success. Keep on doing dhikr. In no way, in no situation should we leave dhikr. And alongside dhikr, do what? فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah says in the Quran here, There's a point here that comes to my mind that I'm understanding at the moment. A point has come to my mind, to my thought, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, dhikr. And with dhikr, Allah has said, shukr. Now this is a beautiful, unique point that's come to my mind. So whatever ibadah we do, whatever worship action we implement, then in every action ibadah, in every deed, there's a masala that arises, a question that arises. What is that? That doesn't matter how great that worship action is, or how much dhikr we do, but there's a danger, there's a threat. The threat of kibr, of pride. We are insan, we are human being, our desires are there to drown us. For example, if I say, okay, I'm going to recite Qur'an, and I'm practicing on the Qur'an, what's the danger? That is it somehow that I'm reading a lot of Qur'an, I'm reciting, my Qur'an is good, or I do good commentary, and that's a fact, possibly, isn't it? Or let's say Hajj. Hajj is a great ibadah, great worship. Hajj is going, somebody's going every year, great ibadah. But what's the danger? Oh, I don't want kibar in my actions. And these things happen. Kibar does come. It does inject a person's ibadah. You're praying nawafil, tahajjud, you like praying tahajjud, you're regular, you pray it a lot. But there's a danger, a threat that, oh, I read tahajjud and people, I don't want people to know that I'm praying tahajjud and that I've become pious or I'm regular in tahajjud, etc. So a person, he has these thoughts that there's a point that we need to understand that Allah Ta'ala has put into my mind. So mashallah, inshallah, we'll benefit from this point that's coming to my mind. So what I'm saying, that every action, every ibadah has this threat attached to it in parallel. You can do the best ibadah and inshallah we want Allah Ta'ala to accept them. But Allah Ta'ala says, I will sift them. That person who's got genuine deeds with sincerity, he will pass through the grave and into the hereafter easily. But not everybody can be saved easily. We need to have the right intention. We need to have the right actions. Take dhikr in the same time. There's a dhakir, he's doing a lot of dhikr. Or any action of the deen, any amal of the deen, I do a lot of dhikr. I'm a dhakir, for example, and I've got kibr inside me, pride. Then, oh, I'll say, I know I'm a dhakir. The hadith have said I'm forgiven. I've done a lot of dhikr. I should be forgiven. Isn't this the case? Subhanallah. But take one point, what Allah Ta'ala has said here. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah has given order, instruction, do dhikr on a high maqam. Allah Ta'ala says, when a person remembers me, then I also remember him, said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala is remembering somebody, mention, there's a point here on the side. There's a king sitting in his court, on his throne. Subhanallah, when he starts doing something, all of his ministers start to copy him. If he starts to drink water, he's not thirsty. Everyone else around him, if they're not thirsty, they'll drink from their cups, because the king's drinking. Isn't it? Here's the king of the universe, Allah saying, Fadhkuruni. If you do dhikr, Allah says, Adhkurkum. I also do dhikr, and then the whole universe follows me and copies me. Subhanallah. Is there anybody who can stop? Or can stop Allah? Or who doesn't copy Allah? So when we're doing dhikr, imagine. Or when you're doing dhikr, then the whole universe is dhakir with you. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Imagine. Great, great ibadah, worship. Imagine, think for a moment. How can a person be saved from takabbur? Isn't it? The argument comes again. The point comes, we just heard this hadith. MashaAllah. But alhamdulillah, the whole universe is doing dhikr alongside the dhakir. This point is coming to my mind. That's it. So what can be the cure? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala automatically himself has answered. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. The cure for this is that whenever you do any amal in your life, any action alongside the action, you should be doing shukr in parallel. When you do shukr in parallel, then kibar takabbur will not come into you. Because shukr, gratefulness, humility, this is what it is. Okay, it's obvious that when you're doing an action, you're thinking, I didn't do it, who made me do this? Allah, you know, for example, it was your karam, Allah, you maula, my Lord. So all of the pride goes, that Allah Ta'ala, I did this amal physically, but it's you who allowed me to do this, Allah. If I did this amal and I don't do shukr, then the kibr is inside me, pride is inside me. So what I understand here, what we understand here, is that shukr, the word is with dhikr. So if a person continues to do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alongside his dhikr, then there will no be kibr in his deeds. And mashallah, he will get all of the benefits. So whenever we do any ibadah, not just dhikr, any worship action, salah, Quran recitation, work of the deen, progression of the deen, da'wah, tabliq, propagation, whatever action we do, one action should be done in parallel, straight away after, or in parallel do shukr to Allah, be grateful to Allah, it's with your fadl, your grace, I'm doing this action. If I do one tasbih, One tasbih, reciting Allah's name. Or if I do one amal or I do something in the world, don't leave the action, because nafs and shaitan will say, oh, it was you, you did it. And you'll have kibar, and then your deed will be destroyed. But if you have shukr with a small deed, maybe that deed will be the source of my forgiveness. So I'm telling you about Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullah, who I heard about what he said, I read, and this point is coming to my mind. That do dhikr, he said, that's the summary, but do shukr at the same time, so that your ibadah, your worship, that kibar will start to decrease, or it will be eliminated. And when kibar goes, then the tears will come from the eyes, I swear by Allah. And that ibadah goes very high status, and he gets the total reward for this. And the third thing, Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah said, do dhikr, do shukr, and do dua alongside that in parallel. What is this? That when we do a deed, we go towards ibadat or ibadah, and we've got a lot of passion and drive and energy, and then after a while we start to get a bit cool and weak in the deeds, and then we go backwards in reverse. Many people, they come towards dhikr, they start doing dhikr, then slowly, they start leaving dhikr, then sometimes they come, sometimes they don't come. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this. No. When a person tastes something and benefits from it, and you realize that this milk is sweet, then why do you shun that milk? Then every evening you should be drinking that glass of that milk. And you shouldn't sleep until love. For example, people love milk, they don't go to sleep. I saw my younger brother, that he got the habit of milk. When it was night and the shops are shut, he would wander around, there's somewhere I need to see a milk shop open, I need to drink milk. SubhanAllah. So where there's somebody who does dhikr, who does ibadah especially, who worships regularly, and where you need steadfastness, then a person should be so hungry that he should never imagine that he can leave that ibadah, that worship action, that deed. Now what is it here? We've done dhikr. Okay, tomorrow I'll do it. Next day won't come. Then I'll sit in the morning. Then I'll leave the evening. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't like this. Irregularity. You do, then you leave, then you come back, then you jump. No. Allah says no. And that person thinks he's doing ibadah. But Allah Ta'ala says that even be it less in quantity, but I want it regularly in terms of quality. Allah Ta'ala says, this is such a great action, and you are thinking about leaving it? Not doing it? No. Allah says, no. So Allah Ta'ala says, never leave that action. So what do we need? Because nafs and shaitan are against us. So the third point here, the third advice here, Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah said, that alongside dhikr and shukr, do also dua in parallel. Dua, prayer. Because dua is such a thing that it is definitely accepted. Definitely accepted. Supplication and prayer, it is accepted so... Verily is it accepted, that there's so much acceptance in dua that Allah Ta'ala even accepts the dua of the person who doesn't have iman. Even the person who doesn't have iman, his dua is accepted. So what about the hal, the condition of a believer, of a mu'min? So don't think I'm a sinner and I'm bad and I'm evil and I won't have my du'as accepted. The person who's lazy in du'a, he gets to the back of the queue. He gets left behind. Remember this. If a person, if he says he has a desire even for something to put on his feet, footwear or something, raise your hands and ask from Allah. Speak to Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala said that this cannot be, that my servant is asking me and I don't accept his dua. So this point is covered already. And there's a beautiful point with dua. That dua is ibadah. It is worship. Dua. That if you can't see it being accepted, but the ibadah is being done, isn't it? So you're getting the reward of ibadah. So why are you saying that I'm left empty-handed, I'm doing dua and I'm not getting nothing from it? That's such an ibadah, worship action. Allah Ta'ala is recommending that do this, is such a big ibadah. Allah Ta'ala says, I accept dua. So if you just understand this point, that fine, whether my dua is accepted or not, I'm not bothered about that. I'm bothered that this is an act of worship. Allah Ta'ala, I've given the example, Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua of the person who doesn't have iman. Iblis, Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua, his request. So he considered that he was an arif, he had the knowledge. And he said that Allah Ta'ala said, he said, Allah, you are in Jalal. But one thing he knew, he was arif, that Allah would not deny him. And he understood that I'm being kicked out of here and I'm being shunned. But if I do dua to my Rabb, then I know that I know my Rabb, my Lord, he's my Malik. That Allah Ta'ala doesn't reject the dua. So he put a dua in. He said, give me some time, give me a chance. And then the dua was accepted, his request, that go and do what you can. So the Muslim, when he asks dua, when he prays and does dua, then how can it be his dua will not be accepted? It's accepted in every way. And there's benefit upon benefit in dua. So with dhikr, if a person is doing dhikr and shukr, and you want to eliminate the takabbur, the pride in the dhikr, then what should we do? Subhanallah, shukr, and dua on top of that. So to keep your dhikr and shukr in continuity, because if we don't keep them in continuity and don't have istiqamah and stiffness, then in Allah Ta'ala's court, they won't be worth anything. So we do dhikr, to eliminate takabbur, we do shukr, and to keep these deeds in continuity, we say, Allah, you give me this today, and please give me this tomorrow again. And even if you're sick on the bed, Allah Ta'ala will pick you up, raise you up, and bring you to dhikr, because you've done dua. Allah Ta'ala says, He's asked me for steadfastness. So even if he's on his sick bed, he will continue to do dhikr. So istiqamat, steadfastness and regularity, consistency, we need to do dua for this. If we have a life of istiqamat, that's a beautiful life. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Hamdi said, this is the, you could say, the key summary of the Quran. And we should grab these points. Easy, isn't it? We should do this, shouldn't we? Of course. Or if I say, oh, deen is great, I'm not doing anything, how can I please Allah? How can I go to paradise? What shall I do? Every woman, man, child, grab hold of dhikr in abundance. Dhikr kathiran kathira. What does kathiran kathira mean? According to your capacity, if a shaykh gives you dhikr, that's the best thing. Alhamdulillah, with his nisbat connection, how he gives you the formula and the prescription, do dhikr. Then after dhikr comes shukr. And the third thing is dua. Prayer to Allah, that Allah keep me steadfast and regular. May not be that I do dhikr today and then I fall asleep tomorrow. I become negligent. Shaitan comes and stops me, prevents me from doing dhikr. Just like you let me do dhikr today, Allah, let me do dhikr again tomorrow as well. Then Allah Ta'ala will accept the dua. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to perform dhikr, and may Allah Ta'ala give us the love for His dhikr. Ameen.